And it's what we choose to take inventory of in any day, in any hour, in any minute, in any moment, that's going to shape, are we happy or not? That's going to shape, are we having a good day or not? That's going to shape, was this a good week or not? Was this a good month? Was this a good year? Am I in a good relationship? Do I have a good business?
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
All right, you guys, if you ever feel like life keeps punching you a little bit, if you ever feel like life is full of like resistance, our life feels that way a lot too. And I think it's important to talk about that because no matter what level you are at, no matter what successes you've had or not had, there's always forms of massive resistance. It's never just smooth sailing. I think people outside looking in always think, wow, it's just happy and smooth sailing every day. I can't wait till I get there. And that's a disempowering thought. But what's empowering is knowing how to deal with situations during the day when they pop up and punch you in the face.
Yeah, I think that what happens is, you know, there's that saying like you things don't get easier, you just get better, you get stronger.
Oh yeah.
And it's really about you know, we were just some things that even happened on our walk that normally we try not to even be on our phone, but some stuff that came up that had to be handled for
customer
work and customer
stuff.
Service this morning. And it was just like, God, it's like literally 7 a.m. and you're just not in that state yet. You feel a little bit weak. You know how in the morning you need to do your rituals, you need to like go on your walk, you need to like build up kind of like this, almost like this exterior. And
it's our protected time.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, if you're hearing this, you're like, oh, poor you, you had to deal with something at 7 a.m. My day starts at 5. Well, the first clue is maybe you need to explore protected time so that you fill your cup first, so that you can deal with everything as your cup's overflowing for the day.
And I think that's the thing is right when I kind of heard like, oh my goodness, we're going to have to now take this next hour to figure out a solution for what is going on instead of doing our gratitudes and our all the other things we wanted. We still fit them in.
I was going to say, which we still fit in.
We still fit them in. But it was a moment of like, getting really pissed off and irritated, like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this. This doesn't feel good. I feel sick to my stomach.
Ooh,
and then it was a moment of,
I don't mean to interrupt you. I just realized we're half pissed off because we're expecting another smooth morning and all of a sudden we had to deal with something.
Yeah, it was just a moment of how we come at it and how we face it. So instead of in the past where maybe I'd be like, oh my gosh, this ruined the entire day. I don't feel good. I feel anxious now. I feel sick. I'm going to sit and worry about what the outcome, how is this going to turn out? And it was like, all right, here's what we have in front of us. You have to remove emotion from it. And it's a moment of, here's what we have in front of us. We're going to make the best possible worst case solution, right? Or we're going to make the best possible worst solution. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
It's saying like, sometimes you don't get a perfect solution. Sometimes you're like, there isn't a great solution to any of this. So we're going to have to pick the best worst one.
Yep.
And it's like, that's all we had. We couldn't go back and fix what happened. We could only move forward. And from there, you have to make peace with, this is the best solution that we can come up with. We're going to have to just make peace and move forward and not let this be attached and color our entire day. And it's, how long do you want to sit in it? Because this is going to happen just about every single day in life, period. If you are in relationships, if you have a family, if you have children, if you live in this crazy world that we are living in right now, if you have a business on top of that, then you're going to have something every single day. And it doesn't have to color your whole day. You can literally decide to start detaching and letting go by, you know, for us, we said a prayer. It was like, help us to move through this. Help us to see what is so good and what we're grateful for. And let's really focus on all of the good in the world. And also, like, we're doing the best that we can.
You know, so spoiler alert, I have a real temper. And I don't really fly off the handle anymore like I used to. But boy, when something pisses me off, I mean, I want to go scorch the earth. It's strong in me. And you said something that really helped. And that was, I think of that meme. You didn't reference the meme, but I just saw that meme where it says, did you have a bad day or did you have a bad moment?
Yeah.
And you said, hey, you get to choose how long you want this to stick to you. Mm-hmm. And you just said it in a different way earlier. You said, how long are you going to sit in it? I think that's the most powerful question that we can either ask our partner or ask ourselves if we don't have a partner in a moment where you had a situation pop up, you handled it. Now, from that moment on, after it's handled, how long are you going to let it stick to you? Mm-hmm. How long are you going to sit in it? Because at that point, it becomes a choice to continue being upset, which then will have a compounding effect, making other things seem worse than they are. And you will end up with a bad day, right? Or you can choose, this is not going to stick to me anymore. Problem came up, problem solved. And I'm going to choose that it's not going to be in my realm anymore today. And now because you have a different set of lenses on, now as the rest of the day unfolds, it'll unfold more in your favor.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I'm trying to think of that quote that Tim Story always says. He says, no matter how right the day is, there's always left.
Yep.
And a lot of people let the left like take over.
Yep.
Just, you know, the negative or whatever that looks like. Take over. This is not a political reference, by the way.
That's funny.
This is literally about you. There's going to be negative things that can happen throughout the day. And how often are you going to let those completely take over your day when it was just a moment? It was just a moment. And if you look around, do you still have your health? Does most of your family still have your health? Are you breathing? Are you not in the hospital? Is everybody okay? Because, you know, we always reference this back to the moment when your dad passed away and it's like, oh my goodness, what if today is as good as it gets?
Yeah.
What if tomorrow everything changes and you didn't enjoy today because you let one teeny tiny thing, when you put it into that perspective, take over the day?
God, that's powerful. Please let that sink in, guys. Life, if you think you're having a challenging day right now, life can show you what real challenge is. And I know everybody has different levels of challenge, but with every level of challenge, you also have some great privileges and some great positive side effects that you're probably not taking inventory of. And it's what we choose to take inventory of in any day, in any hour, in any minute, in any moment, that's going to shape, are we happy or not? That's going to shape, are we having a good day or not? That's going to shape, was this a good week or not? Was this a good month? Was this a good year? Am I in a good relationship? Do I have a good business? All of the answer to every single one of those things is truly shaped in what you choose to take inventory of. Some of the rotten things or the positive side effects you have, no matter what your situation is.
Yeah, every single day, challenges and happiness and joy and wins exist simultaneously. They share the same highway and they're right next to you. Like, they can all coexist together.
Yeah. Listen, this is one of the things that we talk about the most in our Elite Mastermind too, by the way. I know you guys think that we're in there like lifting the curtain on, here's how you triple your podcast, or here's how you go from, you know, 500,000 to 2 million, which by the way, happened to three different people this year. But really the most valuable things that we go through in there is, hey, I'm getting slapped in the face lately this week. What's the solution? How can I get out of this? And the whole group comes to your rescue, right? So the way Lori came to my rescue this morning, that's what the Elite Mastermind does for other elite business builders. And that's why it means so much to us that, you know, we put this very special group together every single year. Matter of fact, you already know, if you listen to my show, I'm walking away every single offering we have, millions of dollars of income each year, we're walking away from, except for the Elite Mastermind, because it's so important. And we need it as much as the members need it. And we love that group. Like, that is one of the best things I've ever put together, not just for the other members, but for myself. So if that's the kind of support you need, like if you're having days like this, because if you're building a business, you are, then consider joining us. If you're going to make over $500,000 this year or more in 2022, I would highly consider joining us so that you can find that group of supported, like-minded other members. If you want to kick it around with me a little bit, text me the word elite to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word elite to 310-421-0416. And we'll text back and forth, see if it's a good fit, and I'll point you towards the application.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And we always love seeing who is listening. So let us know your biggest takeaway from this. We're having so much fun seeing all of your stories and getting to know who listens to the He Said, She Said episodes.
Stories have been good lately, you guys.
So good. I love seeing all these people. So you guys, let us know your biggest takeaway from this episode. If you're feeling this way, or if this helped, you really focus on the good parts of your day. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.